getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here for the conversation. Each week we take time to talk about you, your family, and frankly, your good health. And it's been a very unusual year, to say the least, with all of the concerns about the pandemic and people missing appointments and rescheduling and the Zoom appointments and all of that. So we're trying to do our level best to make sure you are as well informed as you can possibly be about all aspects of health. Today, Tony Andrews Johnson is joining me, DNP RN, Director of Women's Services at Sparrow Hospital here in Lansing. Tony, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
But even in the times of pandemics, we have little ones joining us every day. I know. I was born at Sparrow Hospital. Very exciting, right? It's been a long time ago. I don't think there's a single brick left in the building that was there the day I arrived, but maybe there is somewhere. But when it comes to children and newborns and new moms, Sparrow's been there on the edge and the leading edge of that, well, at least for 50 years, and they still are, aren't they?
Yes. It's the best place to have a baby.
It's a great place to have children, and, of course, a lot of Michigan families right here in the community based on children being born at Sparrow. So tell me about breastfeeding. It's one of the leading questions for new moms. Breastfeed, don't breastfeed, what's the best thing to do? Where do we start that conversation?
First of all, we moms are encouraged to do what's best for them. Breastfeeding has shown significant it's good for both mom and baby, but sometimes it's just not. Some moms choose not to do it, and that's okay. And we here at Sparrow will support moms either way, whether they choose to breastfeed or formula feed, and make sure that they are all safe.
But like you say, it's a decision to be made by mom and the child, and some women have a much easier time, I think it's safe to say, to get started, to adapt. It's certainly a lifestyle change, and it's certainly the first time you do it. It's a complete change of your routine. Everything is different now. Because if you choose to breastfeed, it changes everything, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And the thing about breastfeeding to remember is that it's something that you can't decide to do the day of birth. It's something that you should investigate prior to delivery, and hopefully your physicians or midwives are helping having that conversation while you're pregnant. To show you the benefits of breastfeeding so that moms can make an informed decision.
Right, and that's extremely important. And we know that the studies have shown that those moms that do breastfeed babies, it is a general rule. It makes the children healthier, stronger, their immune systems are better, and obviously that's been a big point of conversation this year is immune systems. When you say that Sparrow is a baby-friendly hospital, what does that mean for the community?
Baby Friendly is a worldwide organization that promotes breastfeeding, but they also promote safe formula feeding. So it's a 10-step process in order to become designated as a baby-friendly hospital, and we're up for our redesignation this year. And it focuses on education of the patients. It focuses on teaching moms and educating moms before and after birth.
Yeah.
And also, as I mentioned about formula feeding, it also for safe preparation. Some moms need to know that as well.
Tony Andrews Johnson here with us on the program, the Director of Women's Services at Sparrow Hospital. There are some options that I've seen out there. It seems to me, Tony, that just during the course of my life and in my adult years, breastfeeding, people used to kind of hide it, or they'd go to people seem a lot more comfortable with it today. You see women breastfeeding, on airplanes or at the mall or wherever. It's part of what goes on, and I guess it used to be a little bit taboo to do it out in the open, but it seems much more comfortable today, which I think is perfectly fine and appropriate. Women are much more comfortable doing it. It's good for kids. And so it's become a lot more accepted, hasn't it, in public?
Absolutely. And we support moms who do that, and we will show them how to do it to cover up appropriately. But we don't want moms breastfeeding in bathrooms. That is inappropriate. We wouldn't have them feed a baby a bottle in the bathroom, so why are we asking them to breastfeed in the bathroom? So we want moms to be very comfortable to breastfeed their babies where they are, and we can show them how to do that comfortably and safely.
Don't go hide is what you're saying. I guess you're right. Why would you breastfeed in a bathroom? But I'm guessing, in days gone by, maybe that's what women consider to be their option.
Absolutely, it was. But things are changing, like you mentioned. It's more widely accepted now, and moms should feel comfortable to breastfeed their babies.
Absolutely.
Wherever they are.
I have another question here for you, Tony, and that is this. I've heard of this, and I don't know if this is something that's common or uncommon, but to have a surrogate mom, if a new mother is unable to breastfeed herself, that sometimes other moms step in to help fill that gap.
Well, here at Sparrow, we have donor milk. There is a milk bank in Kalamazoo where the milk is tested, and it's a safer option than the surrogate route. So we will offer moms here in the hospital who do choose not to breastfeed but want breast milk for their babies. We will offer them donor milk that is safe.
And that's I guess, what I'm talking about. I guess you just taught me something new. I had no idea that we had this new milk bank, is what you said. And so, therefore, it's tested to make sure that the milk is safe, healthy, and good for the babies.
Absolutely.
That's an incredible step forward. Tony Andrews Johnson here, DNPRN, Director of Women's Services at Sparrow Hospital. All right, so tell me, how can women find out more, or families find out more? Let's be honest. When I go to Sparrow Hospital, it feels to me much like it's a big family. And I'm going to guess that when somebody goes there to have a new member of their family added when a child is born, they get the same treatment. It's not like I go there and see one person. I see a whole group of people, professionals like yourself, that seem to surround each individual in each case in a unique way, because everybody's different that walks through the door. You think that's safe to say?
Absolutely. We cater to the patient. Each, like you said, everyone is an individual. We have this labor partnership that you should all moms fill out prior to coming to the hospital, and it tells us their choices, the things that they would like to have in labor. Some moms want to go natural, which means no medicine, no epidural, and we want to support them. So whatever your choices are in your care, we want to have you to make informed decisions and to be a partnership.
Both prenatal and postnatal, Sparrow is there every step of the way. Tony Andrews Johnson, DNPRN Director of Women's Services at Sparrow Hospital. All right, if people are interested to find out more about everything you offer in women's services, where do they learn more?
Sparrow.org/birthing.
Sparrow.org/birthing. Good conversation, Tony. Thank you for all the great information here today, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
Anytime, and thank you for having me.
You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.